This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago City Council members are questioning how a police oversight body decides what disciplinary actions to take. My colleague WBEZ's Tessa Weinberg reports alderperson Silvana Tabarez says police have concerns about the impartiality of the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, also known as COPA.
It gives them a very real concern that this will lead to hesitation when it comes to making a split-second life or death decision.
COPA's chief administrator, Andrea Kirsten, pushed back on allegations of bias.
Allegations were never served. Officers were essentially cleared by our agency for 771 out of the 1,149 complaints that we closed so far this year.
Kirsten adds that less than a third of closed cases resulted in discipline. The Chicago City Clerk's Office plans to raise prices to bring in more revenue as the city faces a massive budget gap. The City Clerk's Office says higher fees will bring in roughly $4 million annually once fully implemented. Clerk Anna Valencia says one pack of daily parking passes will go up from $8 to $15 next year. The price for an annual parking permit for zoned neighborhoods is also being raised for the first time since 1998. It will increase by $5 increments, increasing to $35 by 2026. But Valencia says there is one group who will be getting a reprieve.
Next year, we are going to freeze the senior city sticker at $36. And with our seniors on fixed income, I just think it's fair that we keep that frozen for them.
The city clerk's office also hopes to waive late fees for city stickers for 1 month next year. Hundreds of Chicagoans learned how they could get more involved in their communities at Malcolm X College on the West Side over the weekend. My colleague Anna Shevchenko was there. She reports the annual event City Civics Day is organized by two city hall departments. The goal is to educate Chicagoans about how they can help address problems in their communities, such as gun violence and access to healthy foods. Mia Pitts from Bronzeville attended a session about utilizing vacant city land. Panelists shared how they transformed unused lots into community assets.
It was affirming to hear, you know, people at that level speak about the same things that I'm interested in. And it lets me know that, like, I'm kind of on the right path with the way that I'm thinking and want to move forward with my ideas.
Organizers say about 2,000 people reserved tickets for this year's event. Pitchfork Music Festival is leaving Chicago. In a statement posted to social media earlier today, Pitchfork announced the 2025 festival will not be held in the city, but did not say where it will be held instead. The festival has been held annually in Chicago for the past 19 years. Pitchfork officials thanked the city for its hospitality and said the brand will continue to host live events. Pitchfork is owned by the media conglomerate Condé Nast. It folded the music review site into the men's magazine GQ earlier this year. A look at weather. Today will be breezy with falling temperatures this afternoon. Tonight we'll see a slight chance for light lake effect rain showers. Otherwise, dry conditions are expected this week. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.